Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
All right, News Roundup, Information Overload Hour, Sean Hannity Show, toll free. It is 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Joining us now, Leo 2.0 Terrell. Now, Mr. Terrell, before we get started on any important issues, we have something to resolve on the air here.
Right.
And that is that you asked me, where's my invitation to Thanksgiving dinner? Did you not?
I asked for a Thanksgiving invitation so I could sit down and have dinner with you and family and friends, because I got a couple of stories I want to discuss with you. A O.J. Simpson.
Oh, I have stories about you I want to tell, too.
I just want to know what time do I come over, because I have that story.
I wrote you the time. I invited you. The only thing I didn't do is send a golden engraved invitation. And then after you got invited, what did you do? You turned me down flat.
No, I didn't. I said I want to review some of those 1.0 tapes, because I want to play two of them involving Simpson. I want to go over all that with you. I'm going to come over to your house for Thanksgiving. I'm going to talk about Simpson with you.
The point is,
I want to have dinner.
I invited you. By the way, there are other Fox people coming over for Christmas.
Good.
You know who accepted my invitation?
Who accepted? Who? I want to know.
And anybody I know that might be alone on Thanksgiving, I'll always invite them. And LJ, Lawrence Jones, has to work on Thanksgiving, the day before. I invited him. He's coming.
Sean,
I invited him. If he wants to bring a guest, he can bring a guest. I said, do whatever you want.
Sean, look, I got 27 years investing in you. Lawrence Jones.
So why did you turn down my invitation? Why did you turn it down?
Now, let's be honest. I had called, ladies and gentlemen, the Sean Hannity Radio Show. I called Sean saying, can I have some food? Can I come over Thursday? I called
and I said, yes.
When you were at my
house the last time, who made food for you?
Somebody else.
No, I did.
Oh, please.
What did I make you?
That food was excellent, delicious. Great.
What did I make for you?
I had to go through 15 different channels to get that dinner invitation. Now, I'm asking you on your radio program.
Wait a minute, you forgot. You're not answering my question. What did I make for you that day? Delicious
fish, steak. We had everything.
That's correct. I made it all. So I fry my turkey, and it's the best turkey you'll ever have in your life, and you turn me down flat. And, you know, all I can do is offer. I can't force you to come to my house for Thanksgiving dinner. I guess you have more important things to do.
Let me tell you right now, outside of your family, I got 27 years of friendship invested in you. I should have gotten an invitation without begging for that invitation.
You didn't beg me for an invitation. You live in Los Angeles. So I ask you to always let me know when you're coming to town. When you come to town,
right.
Who also invited you to stay at my house, showed you the room you would stay in, and you flatly refused to stay?
Linda did all that.
No, I did all of that.
Linda. I love Leo.
And if you want to, if now that you've opened up Pandora's box, I'm all for this. I want to remind people why you're Leo 2.0 Terrell and not Leo 1.0 Terrell.
Oh, no!
Leo 1.0 Terrell was a big liberal leftist, And he would come on back in the Hannity and Combs days, and it was during O.J. Simpson, and he was friends with O.J. Simpson and known O.J. Simpson. And every time Leo would come on the program, I would ask him, have you talked to O.J.? What's the latest with O.J.? Do you believe O.J.'s on the golf course looking for the real killers?
You have,
and you would get so mad. At least like a dozen times you'd rip out your earpiece, rip off your microphone, and walk off the show, and we'd be looking at an empty chair.
Hey, listen, you don't have any evidence to support what you just said the last 30 seconds.
Okay. Now you challenge me. Now I have to show the audience again to remind them.
Listen, you're a man of your word. You're a great American. You're a man of your word. As of right now, you have no evidence unless that
The evidence exists. We just had a poll of whether I should air it, and you and Linda conspired against me.
First of all, this was a rigged election. Are you an election denier, Sean?
You're an election denier.
Sean's an election denier. Linda, come in here and set the record straight. Set the record straight.
The poll, unfortunately for you, Sean, went to Leo.
Because you designed it to go for Leo.
I did not have an algorithm. Unlike Facebook, I am not suppressing people. I am letting people have their freedom.
All right. So then, Leo, now that we've talked about it, now that you're admitting that, okay, you're owning your Leo 1.0 years, and you're willing to own it, let us play a montage of you, Leo 1.0.
One thing about Sean Hannity, he's a truth teller and he's a man of his word. And under no circumstances.
No, you won one poll. I want a redo. You know, for example, there's a statute of limitations here. You're term limited out here. So now it's time for another vote. I think we should put it up throughout the entire holiday weekend. And should we run tapes of Leo 1.0 on Hannity on TV? I think it's time for another. You're up for re-election.
Thanksgiving is a time of peace and happiness. And
I didn't ask you that, but okay. Tell me why we can't run the tapes.
Because we had a decision made by the one person we submitted the decision to, Linda. She agreed that those tapes cannot be played.
How about I commission a focus group of Leo 2.0 supporters? And we'll put it on TV. And if they vote to see the tapes, then we'll see them.
Why are you so afraid to show the tapes? I don't think it's a fear thing. It's not a fear thing. I think it is. It's an evolution, you know. And when someone evolves, the last thing, for example, as a product of divorce, I can speak from experience. And the last thing I want somebody to show me is pictures of, you know, my ex-husband or you know, my first wedding. Like, you know, that I have anything against him, but you know, I want to move on with my life. You know, Leo has divorced that part of his life.
Sean, remember the term? I'm Hannity. Let me just keep on developing. I'm evolving.
Unbelievable. Anyway, Leo, you're not coming to my house for Thanksgiving. What are you doing on Thanksgiving?
I'm going to be sitting alone looking at my Hannity hat and looking at, you know, watching Sean Hannity.
My Hannity hat. You don't even have a hat.
I'm sitting at home all by myself.
I don't feel for you because you were given an engraved invitation to come here. I'll take it a step further. I'll book you a first class plane ticket to fly out.
But you know what hurt me? I got 27 years invested in you.
I am offering to buy your plane ticket. All you have to do is get on the airplane.
Here's my point. You've known Lawrence Jones only 3 or 4 years. I've got 27 years invested in you. And you're telling me I don't get an invitation unless I have to call you?
By the way, you have these years invested in me, and and Lawrence is about to turn 30, so he was only 2 at the time. That's pretty funny.
That is kind of funny. Didn't realize that. I still got the years invested. And I just want you to know, Sean, you're a great friend. And you know
why won't you take me? Let's put it this way. Why won't you take me up on my offer? I'm willing to buy you a first class round trip ticket from LA to New York. I'll send a driver to pick you up. I'll incur that cost, bring you to my house, put you up in my house, and you can stay as long as you like. I'll let you stay in the Bob Beckel wing.
I want you to do this. Play the birthday tape I made for you. Play the birthday.
No, that was really nice. That was special. That was very special. Yes.
Well, that came from the heart, Sean Hannity.
All right, my friend.
All right. Have a happy Thanksgiving, you and Linda, and everybody.
All right, happy Thanksgiving. Leo.
Thank you, my friend.
2.0 Terrell. Now, I did offer him to come for Thanksgiving dinner. I don't want anyone to be alone on Thanksgiving. I remember, so, I don't know, it's, you know, this is my last day before the holiday, so we're just goofing around today. And I remember when I was in Atlanta, and you know Sluggo, right, Linda?
Indeed.
Remember we... Okay, remember we flew in for his induction into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame, which
it was really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
He's a good man.
And he, listen, I'm still friends with my first paid employer in Huntsville, Alabama, a guy named Bill Dunneman, great guy. Sluggo, I stay in regular contact with. He's going to be with his grandkids this Thanksgiving. But one year, I went to his house for Thanksgiving because, you know, otherwise I'm sitting home alone. And anyway, it was very kind of him to invite me. I go there and there's all this group of women. And it's like every one of these women's kids are on Ritalin. And I had done a
show.
Yeah, Ritalin.
Oh, no.
And I had done a show saying that I think these drugs are being overprescribed. And I'm not saying there's not some good uses for them. There are legitimate uses. I think generally speaking, as a society, we're overprescribed with everything. Although, you know, statins work if you have high cholesterol, or blood pressure medicine if you have high blood pressure. You know, they extend our lives, save our lives, prevent, you know, tragedies like strokes and heart attacks from happening. So anyway, so all of a sudden I find myself, I am being cornered by a group of angry mothers that are apoplectic. Apparently all of their kids are on Ritalin. And I'm like,
for what though? What was the reason for the Ritalin? Do you remember?
Well, ADD, ADHD. I mean, that's what it's always usually prescribed for. I think it's way more common. Adderall is now more common than I think even Ritalin is. And so I'm there for Thanksgiving and I am in a corner getting pummeled as if I am like, you know, from the dark side because of my position that we're overprescribing this. Let me tell you, if being the way I was as a kid, I guarantee you teachers would want me on something, you know, maybe something to knock me out so I'd fall asleep and shut up, or they'd want me on a sedative of some kind, or Ritalin so I could focus because I was so easily distracted and wanted to entertain the class.
But do you really see, here's my thing, right? And I feel very strongly about this I feel very strongly because there was a time when kids were excited or kids spoke out. I mean, being in, for example, like Liam is in school for such a long, it is a long day. It is 9 to 3:30. It is a long day for a 7-year-old. And I'm like, okay, well, they need to move. They need to exercise their legs. They need to be up and at them. They need to be doing things. Like you put any sort of toddler to like basic, I would say like 10 years old. It is a long time to be still and to be listening and to be learning. And so there needs to be more engagement, more movement, more things going on. And I think when they say like, oh, this kid was wiggling in his seat. Well, yeah, I'd wiggle too if I had to sit still for 8 hours. You're killing me. Like they need recess. They need gym. They need to play. They need the interaction. And I think that all this over medication, listen, there are children that need medication. Don't get me wrong. But I do think that the default to go to it first and to not look at other things and to have a conversation outside of it is a real problem in society today. I mean, just hands down in the last couple of decades. And I think that has a lot to do with just over medicating our kids and not paying attention to them. And also we need to get our kids off the devices. I mean, Liam is not allowed to have his device all week. He gets his device for a couple hours on Saturdays and Sundays and that's it. But I'm really strict about it. These other parents, they got them on there all the time.
You know, look, I took a very different view on PlayStation, and my son and I, when he was 4, played Scooby-Doo Night of 100 Frights, and it's got, I think, 13 levels. And the thing about that I liked about it is if you want to know if your kid has focus issues, put him in front of a computer game and see if he focuses or she focuses on the game. If they focus on the game and they don't focus in school, that means school is boring the hell out of them. In most cases, I would argue. If they can focus on a game for hours on end, guess what? They don't have attention deficit disorder. They've got an attention deficit based on boredom disorder because school can be that boring.
Exactly.
All right. So, but look, I understand they need kids to be orderly and sit up straight and put an apple on the teacher's desk, et cetera. But I'll never forget. So we're getting to the end of the game and you got to have enough Scooby snacks to get to the next level of the game. And then you're almost there and then you don't have enough Scooby snacks to get through. And then you have to go all the way back and find some more. And then you find some more. And then you finally go back and you get a coin. Then you have to place the coin in a certain place. Anyway, so we spend an entire weekend, and I even had one of those old DOS computers at the time, like 5 1/4, you know, floppy disks that you put in a computer. I'm still not technical. It wasn't then. Anyway, so I tried all weekend, even look up how to win the game, and I could not figure it out. I couldn't get the job done. And I'll never forget, because my son had never called me before a radio show before. He calls me, you know, when he gets home from school. I don't know if the show had started. At some point during the radio show, I get on the phone with him. Hey, Daddy, Dad. Yeah, I killed the mastermind. He finished the game. The worst part is, I'm like, we go back to try to do it, duplicate it and do it again. And he shows me how to do it like 10 times. And I still couldn't get it done. He's a 4-year-old kid. And I'm like, wow, this is frustrating. And then that, of course, led to Madden. And, you know, that, of course, led to Call of Duty. And that, of course, led to Fortnite. And that, of course, led to, you know, now he plays a game that it's going to, he told me, yeah, it'll probably take him about 3 years to learn it.
I'm listen, like, the games
years
are
to
the,
learn it.
That's becoming a gamer. That's different. But I think that there has to be some time. I mean, they got 10-year-olds now that need glasses because they spend too much time on computers because they're not outside in fresh air and experiencing sports. You know, your kids had a good combination. They did a ton of sports, but they also had the games. You know, they did things other than that. I'm just saying that in general, I think kids need a lot of stimulation.
I think the kids are too sedentary. I think sports are a must for every kid.
100%.
I don't care what it is. Anyway, I can't believe I'm going so over here. 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, we'll hit the phones when we get back.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number 1-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance. And Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, no tooth fairy or piggy banks, no more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance. And Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity.
Sean Hannity, defending freedom, providing clarity, and calling out the left. Now, more than ever, we need Hannity.
Listen, when inflation is as high as it is these days, you know, we're all pros at finding creative ways to save. Now, whether it's driving the extra mile for lower gas prices, grocery shopping on sale days, saving money has never been this important. Look, that's why I want you to save the way I am. My favorite way to save is now with Upside, the Upside app. By the way, 4.8 rating on the App Store, because they give you money. If you buy gas or groceries or dine out, they're going to pay you cash every single time you make a purchase. Now, it's simple and it's free. All right. So you go to upside.com/Hannity. You download the Upside app. And the next time you fill up your gas tank, you're going to get 25 cents or more off every gallon of gas that you buy. Now, next time you're in a grocery store, next time you're dining out, next time you're getting gas, you pay as usual, credit card, debit card, and all you have to do is check in with your Upside app, and guess what? You get paid. And by the way, and compared to credit card rewards programs or loyalty programs, you get three times more cash back with Upside, and then you double dip because you still get your cash rewards or card rewards from your credit card or whatever loyalty program you have. I mean, it's free money. And it's absolutely, it's a free app. Go to upside.com/Hannity. It's real money in your pocket, and you're spending the money anyway. You might as well save it, and over time, that money adds up. Upside.com/Hannity. You're going to love this app. Quick break. Right back. We'll continue more of your calls. We'll get to your calls on the other side. 800-941-SEAN, our number on this Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So much to be grateful and thankful for, and most of it has to do with you being with us every day. At 25 to the top of the hour, thanks for being with us. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. And, you know, this is a time of year that I know that we take things for granted. It's normal. We're so busy. You know, we're all gulping water, it seems, every day. At least everybody I know in my life, you know, gulps water. Everyone that works on this show and on TV, I know, gulps water every day. But, you know, there's something about being grateful and thankful. In this case, to all of you for making this show possible, for allowing us to surpass now 700 affiliates. It just blows my mind, and I'm just extraordinarily thankful and grateful, and I don't say it enough. You really do make this show possible when I say it at the end of the show. And we love doing what we do. You give us the opportunity to do it every day, and for that, we're grateful. When I started in this business, I can promise you I was not thinking I'd ever be successful. I just liked it. That's all I knew, and I was going to try and pursue it. And, you know, it's been a gift that keeps on giving, and I probably won't shut up until they, you know, say goodbye. Put me in a box, in a mausoleum, by the way. I don't want to be buried underground. No, thank you. I'll pass on that part. You want to talk about the death thing again, Linda?
I'm just waiting.
How do we go from gratefulness to dying? I know.
Honestly, I never ceases to amaze me your ability to take every conversation to death. That is not true. Let me tell you something. You know what I'm going to make you for Christmas? I'll make you a nice gift. You ready? I'm going to have Jason and Ethan
design it.
I'm going to make you a montage. It's going to be your death montage.
No, I don't want
that. Of all the times we start a nice conversation, whether it's about your universes upon universes, whatever it is.
That God created all that, and I'm grateful to God for all the gifts of my life. I believe in all of that.
And then it leads you into talking about Jello and being disabled, not wanting people to take care of you, not wanting help.
If I become a vegetable, I just don't want people I love wasting
people
their lives
like vegetables.
On me.
We're okay with that. We're happy to take care of the vegetables.
Is vegetables. That vegetable is different than people vegetables.
Vegetables we love, you know? It is what it is.
I live this. I don't want people wasting their lives cleaning me and bathing me and, you know, walking me to the bathroom or cleaning up after me when I make a mess. And, you know, I just don't want it. No, thank you. All right, Don in Lake Ronkonkoma. What's up, Big Don? Welcome aboard, sir. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your crew and your vast audience. Hey, Sean, how am I coming in? Am I coming in loud and clear?
Loud and clear. Why?
Okay, because I'm on a cruise ship in the Gulf of Mexico, and this ship is equipped with Elon Musk's new Starlink internet. It's incredible.
Oh, really? That's what they're using over in Ukraine, I think, as you know. And everyone hates Elon Musk. The more they hate on him and the more they're attacking him, the more I like him.
Yeah, this is one of the first ships that have it. Sean, I had to call in. I have to know. You're going to deep fry a turkey again this year, right?
Of course, yes.
You plan on deep? Okay. I want to know, how does deep frying a turkey, how is that going to affect the climate control alarmists?
I don't really care. I don't live my life, you know, with their insane non-science.
They're going to applaud you. You're going to cook a turkey in 40 minutes as opposed to 5 or 6 hours.
That's true. Although, what am I going to do with the peanut oil when I'm done with it?
Yeah, you can save it maybe once or twice, right?
You could definitely use it again. I mean, I remember when I used to cook burgers and fries. I mean, I don't think we ever changed the oil once a year for the French fryer. We did not change it very often. Oh, man.
I'll tell you, if I was a little closer and I was home, I'd have you deep fry one of my turkeys. That'd be great.
Are you going to be away for the holiday? When are you get back from your cruise?
Yeah, I'm going to be away. I'll be back on a Tuesday.
All right. I did take the Disney cruise, one of the maiden ships. I forget which Disney cruise ship it was when my kids were young. It was horrible. I'm not a cruiser.
Why?
I don't like it. I find it confining. Right. And, you know, there's so many people. It's so overcrowded. And all these, in the case of Disney, all these young kids running around like lunatics. And, like, I'm looking for my kid. And he's swimming in a pool. And I don't want him drowning. And I'm, like, freaking out every 5 minutes.
Actually,
and
then this cruise ship is not fully manned. So, it's it's not to capacity. So, it's a nice trip. There's no waiting. There's no nothing. It's nice. It's just relaxing. I've been able to do some writing and do some reading and then, of course, listen to your show. I've been
Don, we love you. I'm thankful for your friendship over all these years. You've been a good and dear friend. And, you know, I just think the world of you. That's all I can say. I think you're just an amazing guy. And, I appreciate you and your friendship and support all these years. I know the great one, Mark Levin, does as well. We've talked about you numerous times, and have a great Thanksgiving with you and your family. Enjoy your trip. You deserve it, and God bless you, and we have a lot to be grateful for.
We have a lot to, and we have a lot to discuss at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, we do. I'm trying to put that off till then. Anyway, Don, thank you. Let's go to Houston. Big time, AJ. What's going on, baby?
Big time, Sean Hannity. Hey.
What's happening?
Let me tell you. Man, you know what keeps me sane? All the three guys that be on the radio, big patriots, big time Motown Joe Pax, and big time Sean Hannity. Boy, if it wasn't for y'all, man, I'll probably go crazy. Because we know they did again. They did it again. After we told everybody, they did it again. But we gonna hold our peace. It's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to Linda, everybody on that crew of yours, because they so great. And I tell you what, we get back to talking about the idiots. We're going to enjoy this Thanksgiving. We ain't going to let nothing deter us. We ain't going to let nothing bother us. We're going to go and eat some ham, turkey, greens, and neck bones.
You know, and we're going to enjoy every delicious bite of all of it, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we are. And don't forget the pies and the sweet potato pies. We talking good stuff here now. Come on.
You know that song by Alabama, stuff. Sweet Potato Pie and Shut My Mouth? Remember that song? Jason, if you could pull it up there, the brain, yeah. That's great.
Man. Oh, my God. But, Sean, hey, y'all have a safe one, and I will hit you back on the rebound. And be safe out there, Big Daddy, because you know it's clowns out there. And love you guys. God bless America. And get ready for the fight. We still
it's coming.
Do it again.
Well, Georgia has won on December 6th. I know Republicans have this reluctance and resistance, and I guess justifiably so, against early voting and voting by mail. But you got to put it behind. You cannot let Warnock get a massive lead. And
that's right.
It's frustrating. Anyway, big time. Thank that's you, my right. friend. God bless you. Chad in Texas. What's going on, Chad? How are you?
Oh, my gosh, Sean. I'm so thankful to get through the phone lines here on Thanksgiving week. Very lot to be thankful for. You caught me in my son's basketball tournament today, so I get to live the best of both worlds, see my son play, and I get to talk
oh, that's
to you
awesome.
And helping yep. out a customer at the same time.
But wow, you're like juggling everything today. Good for you.
Yes. And let's see, we're 2 days away from Thanksgiving, so it's always best not to talk politics. We'll just leave that for the Thanksgiving dinner, correct? But you don't want to do it there because there are so many differences in the political world now. But I like to relate it to, you know, life and also this midterm election that just surpassed us. Like you, I was not big on the red wave, red tsunami. I was just hoping that, okay, hopefully we can take one of the two. In a perfect world, we want perfection in an imperfect world. But it was a great night for us red-blooded Americans out of Republicans because we did take back the House. We came close to the Senate. And Donald J. Trump made his, you know, big time announcement that we all pretty much could, you know, make a really good bet that he was going to do. So things may not be so great hunky dory of everything that's going on in our life and our economy and continuous on that avenue. It's like the Rocky speech. You know, life is great, but it ain't all sunshine or rainbows. But things can...
Nothing's going to hit as hard as life itself. Life isn't all sunshine and rainbows, but it's not about how hard you can get hit. About how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Yeah, I think you're right. There it is, you know, right?
I relate that to so many things when it comes to politics, when it comes to sports. Just look at Tom Brady. Came back this season after being retired for 2 months. Not only did he come back out of retirement, but he went through a bleeping divorce that the whole world knew about. And I've told so many people, what are you, how would you like it if the whole world knew about your divorce? Life has kind of kicked him a little bit, but he's having a rebounding ever since then. A life changed. Now he's getting back out. He's playing better. Donald J. Trump lost the election with an asterisk besides it. He took a blow. But what does he keep on doing? He keeps on giving a punch, but he's taking a punch. And now he's going to be back on top in a matter of 2 years. That quote right there, I relate that to so many things, politics, sports, my own personal life, and conversations I have with my son. Life, it ain't all sunshine and rainbows, but at the same time, it's very, very beautiful. We're all blessed. This week of Thanksgiving, Sean, I know you can attest to that. You're very blessed. I'm sure you're a much-needed vacation Thanksgiving week, because you went balls to the wall for months on end on this midterm.
I'm coming back, and we're headed, by the way, we're coming back and headed to Georgia, just so you know. I'm not giving up. We're going to be headed straight to Georgia, but I got to roll. You're right, and I hope everybody hears your message. Be grateful. Be thankful, because God has blessed us all. Oh, you know, I meant to get to this earlier. Linda, you saw this about Adam Schiff. He, Swalwell, Congresswoman Omar, are going to be stripped of their committee assignments. Now, this is exactly what Nancy Pelosi implemented in the last Congress. So you wouldn't think it's controversial. I mean, you got the biggest congenital liar that just kept saying Russia collusion, Russia collusion, Russia collusion, lie, lie, lie. I mean, he's been at the forefront, Adam Schiff, since the beginning. He's
of
just
it all.
All
of it.
And, you know, here's an example, a never ending Russia collusion lies. And then I'll tell you about the irony on the other side.
I've been very clear over the last year and a half that there is ample evidence of collusion in plain sight.
I can certainly say with confidence that there is significant evidence of collusion between the campaign and Russia.
There is already, in my view, ample evidence in the public domain on the issue of collusion, if you're willing to see it.
So those are his lies. Now, here's the interesting part. The one guy that actually was colluding to get information from the Russians, besides Hillary paying for the dirty Russian dossier, was Adam Schiff when he was pranked by Russians. He thinks he's speaking to a real Russian that has compromising materials on, like my favorite tape, on Donald Trump, naked Trump, and Vladimir knows, and can we get the information? Listen.
And what's the nature of the compromise?
Well, there were pictures of naked Trump.
And so Putin was made aware of the availability of the compromising material?
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much. We will be back in touch with you through our staff to make arrangements to obtain these materials for our committee and for the FBI. And I appreciate you reaching out to us.
I mean, compromising materials.
I tell you, I'm grateful for that this Thanksgiving, them getting kicked off their committee assignments. See you later.
What is the nature of the compromise? Pictures of naked Trump. Did Vladimir see them? Does he know about them? But of course, Vladimir know about Bush and the naked pictures of Donald Trump. You know. Can we get them here? Colluding. That's collusion. Anyway, you can't make this up. Hey, you know, there's no reason to pay Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile over $80 a month for wireless, these big carriers, when you can join the stampede of us away from these big carriers to Pure Talk. And the beauty is you get the exact same cell towers they use, the same ones. You get the same 5G network. They use the same ones. You look at your phone, you have the same number of coverage bars that they have. And the great part is you're paying about half the price. But the same coverage, average family saving close to $1,000 a year, and many are saving even much more. You get unlimited talk and text. You get blazing fast data, $30 a month. Now, the other guys are making you pay thousands for retail stores that you're never going to go to, perks and data that you'll never use. You know, they have to make profits to make their shareholders happy. But, you know, with Pure Talk, guess what? They only care about you, their customer. They have the best U.S.-based customer service team around. And by the way, they give you more options than anybody out there. Make the switch. Join the hundreds of thousands of us saving money, especially in these tough economic times. It's a U.S. veteran-owned company. You're going to love them. You're going to love the support that they have. And all you have to do to make the switch is spend a few minutes of your time, dial #250, say the keyword save now, and you'll save 50% off your first month on top of their low, low prices. #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.
Firing torpedoes of truth at a wall of lies. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. That's going to be it for us this week, except Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. Herschel Walker, Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz had a rally together. Joe Concha, Clay Travis, Mark Meadows, Pam Bondi, Monica Crowley, news you'll never get from the media mob. I can promise you that. Anyway, set your DVR, 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox News. Hope you'll join us. And for your families, you know, in spite of hard, tough times, we still live in the greatest country God gave man. We will eventually fix this. I am a perpetual optimist in that sense. And remember, we know how the story ends. But I want to wish you and your families a great, great Thanksgiving. So much to be thankful and grateful for. Not the least of which is you supporting this program and Hannity, the TV show, every single day in and out all year long, helping my dreams come true. And we're trying to live up to your expectations. Have a great Thanksgiving. See you back here on Monday and on Hannity tonight. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. It's time that you purchase the Less Lethal Burner Launcher. I love this. Now, listen to this. The story from Marvin, a Special Forces veteran. Now, Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, plenty of time for the police to arrive. It is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks required, and it shipped right to your front door. Just go to their website, check out their videos, burner.com/Hannity, BYRNA.com/Hannity, and you'll get 10% off.